It's Hopalong Cassidy. With action and suspense, out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy. This famous hero thrills his 60 million fans with action and dangerous adventure. In the role of Hopalong Cassidy is the popular star of the motion picture series, William Boyd. And appearing as that laughable old character, California, is Andy Clyde. Now to our story, The Letter from the Grave. Week's mail had lain on the table next to the cook stove all day. A couple of harness catalogs, a few bills, a fancy printed card announcing the arrival of a new horse doctor in Baker's Crossing, and the letter, an ordinary looking letter in a plain envelope postmarked a week or so before in Gold Run, Montana Territory. It was addressed to Hoppy, and there was something familiar in the handwriting, something that dug deep into his memory as he slit the envelope, took out the letter, and began to read.
Dear Hoppy, I'm only writing you now because there's no one else I can turn to. I remember once down in Dodge, you told me to get word to you at the bar 20 if I ever found myself in a tight place. I'm in it now, so deep I don't think I'll get out of Gold Run alive. I can't say any more here. Gallows.
I've asked everyone. Nobody knows what it is.
Well, this was written to your mother.
She passed away over 5 years ago.
Oh, I see. And she and Jack were in this together?
Why, no. Why do you say that?
He says we here. We don't feel like celebrating. Our dust is cashed away.
Why, I never thought that.
Did he have a partner?
I don't know.
What you make of it, Hoppy?
I think I was a little too pessimistic a while back, California. We might run this down yet.
The money?
Yes, and the murderer. I think if we find one, we've got the other.
All right, hold the lantern higher, Charlie. We can't see what we're doing here. All right, come on, Larson, dig, dig.
Well, that's useless, Mitt. There's nothing here.
But it's got to be here. Charlie.
Yeah? What is it, Gillis?
Are you sure she said green gallows?
Yeah, green gallows.
All right, it's got to be here, then. Push that shovel, Jeff. We've only got a couple of hours until dawn.
You say this is it, Mr. Riley?
Yep, this is her. The official gallows of Gold Run right here behind the jailhouse.
Was it ever painted green?
Nope. None of our customers to date has been particular about color, so we just left her natural.
Hoppy, maybe we ought to see the sheriff about this.
You're seeing him right now.
You?
Yep. Postmaster, sheriff, also assistant coroner, deputy United States Marshal, and half-owner of the Bluebell Drugstore.
That's quite a mouthful.
Man's got to make a living these days. Prices is awful. Bacon just went up to 10 cents a pound.
How long have these gallows been here?
As long as I've been around, more than 5 years.
Have there ever been any others?
Nope.
Well, this is mill lumber. They didn't get a sawmill around here until 10 years ago. There must have been another gallows somewhere.
There weren't, I tell you.
What about the Creed gang? You told me yourself they were strung up in 73.
Not on no gallows.
Well, where, for the love of Mike?
Tree.
A tree. Green. Green gallows. Wait a minute. What tree?
Big oak. Out on the Virginia stagecoach road.
That's it. That's what he meant. Come on. Let's get a hold of Miss Newcomb. I want to take a look at that tree. She must be in there. Said she'd be here at the hotel all afternoon.
Never can tell about a woman. She might be clean back to Laramie by now.
Miss Newcomb! Ranger headquarters. This picture Mrs. Kingsley gave me is all the sheriff needs.
Say, do you think maybe Mrs. Kingsley's brother is wanted someplace?
How do I know? I'm like the sheriff, just trying to find out. While I'm at the telegraph office with the sheriff, you ride along and check every honky-tonk and poke a mesa. to find out who saw Rory Victor last. Find out anything, California?
No, I've been in five of these dives. Nobody knows from nothing. Did the sheriff hear from Fort Worth?
You bet. California, that picture of Rory Victor fits the description of an escaped convict named Rory Varick.
What?
Like a glove. Every detail. The Rangers wired that Varick broke jail after serving 5 years of a 10-year stretch for robbing the bank at Crown Ridge.
Jumping catfish. That ain't far from Poca Mesa.
You're telling me. There were three men in the holdup, according to the report, but only Rory Varick, alias Victor, was caught. And that's not all I found out. California, this feller, Varick, or Victor, as Mrs. Kingsley calls him.
Excuse me, pal. I hear you're looking for a fellow who paints pictures.
What makes you think so?
Well, I kind of overheard you asking the barkeep.
Yeah?
That's right. We've been looking for a man who was last seen heading this way to paint some of the honky-tonks, an artist. He disappeared 2 or 3 days ago.
That's right. His name was...
Rory Victor.
Yeah, that's the man. I hired him to help me work my claim back in the desert apiece.
Yeah, we've been looking for him high and low.
I can take you to him right now if you want. I'm just on my way back.
You'll sure be doing us a favor.
Well, let's get going. Oh, incidentally, my name's Reno. Yeah, this is the place.
Reno, you mean your claim's right here in Ghost Town?
Yes, sir. Under that abandoned old smelter plant. Hard to believe you could find gold there, huh?
It's easier to believe that than to believe you're a miner.
Huh?
What? Why, Hoppy?
Zombie's no miner. Look at his hands, his face. You don't stay this pale mining gold in the desert. I've been keeping quiet, waiting to see what you're up to. All right, what's your game? Let's have it.
My pal, I'll let you have it, friend, between the shoulder blades.
Yeah, one move. One move, and I'll pay you full of buckshot. I'll
shoot. Easy, Dusty, easy. All right, boys, raise him before my pal behind you. Let's go with that sawed-off shotgun. That's better. Now I'll just take your guns.
Why, you...
What do you want? What's this going to get you?
It ain't what it's going to get me, friend. It's what it's going to get you. Namely...
It's all absurd. Why in heaven's name should I have been so anxious to find my brother if I thought he was actually an escaped convict?
Because he stripped you of all your cash. Because you needed the money to redeem the pearls you had to wear to the governor's ball next week. The pearls you told your husband you still had. You knew Rory had $60,000 buried somewhere near here. Didn't you, Mrs. Kingsley?
Hoppy! Hoppy! They caught him!
What? Well, they couldn't have. Not this soon.
But they did. Here. The telegram. Got an answer. Just a minute.
Here, let's see that.
What does it say?
Yeah, California's right. Crown Ridge Sheriff says them two sidewinders were already there when he and his posse got there. They were up to their necks in a hole they were digging.
Wait a minute. Those two bandits who had to leave more than a half hour ago to have gotten up there that soon. No, it isn't possible.
What do you mean, Hoppy?
I mean that it isn't possible for them to have been here 30 minutes ago. It takes over an hour of hard riding to get where they are now. I mean that they couldn't have killed Gordon Kingsley.
Those two coyotes didn't kill Kingsley. Who did?
Yeah, the only other person with Kingsley.
Yeah. Two from three leaves one.
You liar.
I was just subtracting.
Why should I kill my own husband?
Could it have been because Reno and Dusty gave away your little secret when they came here to steal that painting? They greeted you not as Rory Victor's non-existent sister, but as Rory Varick's divorced wife.
Wife? What kind of a frame-up is this?
Didn't you realize we'd find out? After all, when I got that report from Fort Worth on Varick's record, you were in it too, Mrs. Kingsley.
All right. So he was married to me once. But I couldn't tell Gordon about him. It would have ruined my marriage. Roy blackmailed me into giving him shelter here. I couldn't help myself.
Is that why you killed your husband?
What are you trying to do? I loved Gordon.
But when Reno and Dusty spilled the beans, it wasn't past him to threaten to put you in jail for concealing an escaped convict, was it?
This is outrageous.
After they left with the painting, you probably spent some time pleading with Kingsley. But I don't guess it was much use, was it? So you got that Spanish Derringer and shot him.
Spanish Derringer?
Yes. The one you buried in that potted palm in the conservatory.
Oh, what Derringer? If you found a gun someplace around here, I've
got it wrapped here in my bandana. Silver mounted with your name engraved on it. 35 caliber. Same size bullet that killed Kingsley. Don't reckon you see many 35 caliber handguns around these parts, do you, Sheriff?
That's the only one I ever seen around these parts. The only one.
You better take it. You'll be needing it for evidence at the trial.
How in tarnation did you know where to look for that there Spanish Derringer?
Well, you take a gal as pretty and clean-looking as Mrs. Kingsley, never a hair out of place. Kind of surprises you to notice all of a sudden some black dirt under her fingernails. Like she'd been digging with them and hadn't had time to wash.
Well, doggone.
So, while you were at the telegraph office, I moseyed around, sort of snooping about until I noticed those potted palms in the conservatory. Saw there'd been some digging in them recently. Well, that's about the whole story.
Funny, I never noticed your hands were dirty.
Well, with the kind of gals you go out with, California, I reckon you're just you.
Goodbye from Hopalong Cassidy and California. These partners will be riding out again soon into a threatening episode, and we hope you'll be with us. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. Border of Nowhere was written by Harold Swanton. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Moulton. This is a Commodore production.